Well, good Friday morning, everyone. It is the 15th of November. My message today is titled, Faith or Failure? Your choice. I began this thought process on Wednesday when I wrote about how we can use faith to deal with temptation. I mean, what you believe is absolutely critical to so many things in the Christian life. We are saved by faith, which is what God gives us so that we can believe in Christ and accept Him to be our Savior. We're saved by grace through faith, and both the grace and the faith were given to us so that we could be saved. Now, unless the Father had drawn us to Jesus, removed the blindfold the God of this world had put over our eyes so that we could not see the light of the gospel, unless we were convicted by the Holy Spirit of our sins and our need for a Savior, then none of us would have believed. That's what makes it a gift. So faith played a key role in all of us becoming believers. We call that saving faith. However, living the Christian life also takes living by faith. Not the faith to believe in Christ, but the faith to believe what God says is true as we read it in the Bible. So we've been dealing with the lie that tells us you will never be free from your sexual sin. We have tried over and over again and failed miserably. We have made promise after promise to God that we will stop. Do not imagine that God, when He hears you make another earnest promise, that He inches forward on His throne, eagerly hoping that you will be successful. No, He knows all things. And so He knows what's going to happen. He knows the beginning from the end, and it is impossible for the all-knowing God to have unrealistic expectations about you and then to be disappointed because you didn't do what you said you were going to do. Therefore, every day, and at moments in every day, we will have a choice of what to believe. The lies from hell say that we're addicted to sex and we have no power to resist temptation. Our memory reminds us of all the failures and all the promises we have broken. We sigh a sigh of despair. We turn on the computer, unzip our pants, and return to self-gratification, which we absolutely know will only be temporary and will be followed by more guilt, more condemnation, and more self-loathing. Once we give up believing that we still do have a choice, it's like we just lay down and die. We assume we're going to fall anyway, so why do we even try to stop? Perhaps we have promised our spouse or our friends that we're going to stop, yet that promise is quickly incinerated by the roaring fires of our lust. What we all need to do is to begin building up our faith and believing that we do not have to sin sexually. To believe that we still have a choice. And if we will begin to consistently make the right choices instead of the wrong choices, then the grip of the python of lust will begin to lose its power, and we can begin to make the right choices that lead us to freedom. Paul really is stressing this point in Romans 6, and at the end of that chapter, listen to his words. He says, "But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit, resulting in sanctification, and the outcome, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." He says we have been freed from sin. The question is, are we enslaved to God? He also says it very clearly in Galatians 5:16, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh." So here's my point. If you will begin to believe what it says in the Bible, that you have been freed from sin, and not only freed from the penalty of our sin, but freed from the power of our sin. We're not yet freed from the presence of sin, but that's coming. However, its monopolizing power over us has been broken, and we now have a choice. And that's my point. Sin's power over me has been broken, and it no longer has to control me unless I allow it to. The potential of sin having power over me again is certainly a possibility, but only if I choose to sin to be my own master instead of allowing God to be my master. The wages of choosing sin to be my master is death. But if I really want to live and enjoy the life God has for me, I must choose daily and many times during the day to remain filled and walking in the Spirit. Listen, my friends, unless you believe that, then your faith will not give you daily power in this battle. You see, you will think that the way you have trained yourself to think, and that is to believe that you'll never be free. Unless you believe that, then your faith will not give you the daily power you need in this battle. You will think the way you have trained yourself to think, and that is to believe that you won't be free. Kind of like Peter, who could have never imagined that he would be able to literally walk out onto the Sea of Galilee. I am sure in his lifetime, many times he swam in it, having to occasionally bring his head above water to get another breath. But actually walking on top of the water never even entered his mind until he saw Jesus doing it, and he asked if he could join him. Those few steps, when he got out of the boat, must have been gloriously exciting. Until he stopped believing in what Jesus was doing and he started looking at his circumstances. Take away the faith that kept him dry, and in a moment he sank down and became soaked in the reality of his situation. His faith was gone. Do you believe that God not only wants to set you free from sexual sin, but also has the power to do it? He will most definitely do it once we get to heaven, but he can also be doing it in the here and now. And it all starts with having the faith to believe that, and then to follow the faith up with our actions, the actions of walking in the Spirit moment by moment and being part of a community of other Christians helping one another. That's what I'll talk about tomorrow. How do we take the action based on our faith so that we can begin to experience more freedom from sexual sin? This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast. I hope you have a great day in the Lord. I hope you have a plan for the weekend, and we'll talk more tomorrow. God bless you, and goodbye.